Well, it's that time of year again, the annual Toys for Tots event 2020, which has been so hard for so many reasons. And the ability to come together to support local children, well, that's one reason to make sure this Christmas will be something to look forward to in a big way. Help reach the goal of 1,000 or more toys December 5th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Turlep Chiropractic, Spring Hill, face painting, snow shoveling, scavenger hunt, Elsa the Enchanted, food, drinks, so much more. How could I forget? Free pictures with Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus. Free to attend with your donation of a few unwrapped toys to the local chapter of Toys for Tots, Hernando County. New patients with your donation, exam, x-ray consultation, existing patients, your next visit on the house at Turlep Chiropractic, North Cliff Boulevard, Spring Hill, 352-666-2222. An outdoor event, social distancing guidelines in place. Patients, please call ahead and don't forget the toys.
This is Dr. Tim Turlop from Turlop Chiropractic, inviting you to join us every Wednesday morning for 30 Minutes to Vitality. Each week, we'll be addressing topics that are ultimately important to your health and to mine. Topics about prevention of disease, expressing greater well-being, more mobility, and vitality overall. Join us every Wednesday morning for 30 Minutes to Vitality.
And it is Wednesday morning. Your 30 Minutes to Vitality begins now with Dr. Tim Turlep. That's Turlep, T-E-R-L-E-P, Dr. Tim Turlep, Chiropractic Services in Spring Hill off North Cliff Boulevard, just a little east of U.S. 19. You make your next appointment online at Dr. Turlep, D-R-T-E-R-L-E-P.com, or phone them today, 352-666-2222. And without further ado, your 30 Minutes of Vitality does begin now. Dr. Tim Turlep live in our studios till 12 noon.
Indeed. Yep. Indeed. So it's a brisk Wednesday morning. It's a whisk. You like that? I started
love it.
Early getting this tongue not working. Brisk Wednesday, right?
It is.
Very cold. So welcome to 30 Minutes of Vitality. And we say it every single week. We are gifted to be vital. We're innately created to express well-being. We just get interference.
Yeah.
Remove interference, you get vitality, right? We're getting stuff that needs to go, or we ain't getting stuff that needs to be added. So do that, we get vitality.
And speaking of cold, I heard there's going to be snow at Turlep Chiropractic Saturday.
There will be snow. Be very localized, actually, with storm front right over our building.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, Saturday, actually, the 5th, we actually have our Toys for Tots drive. This is actually the 30th year.
Wow.
That we've actually done this. So it makes me feel very, very old to actually say that. But it's 30 years we've been doing that. So it'll be from 10 until 1 o'clock. So everything we're going to do, absolutely no charge. Just bring in some new toys. So bring in 3, 5, 10, 12, 46 toys.
There you go. Load it up.
We'll load it up, baby.
Yeah.
Right? And come on in. And everything we do is absolutely no charge. So if you haven't seen us before and you're wondering whether something could be of help, that's the day to do it. Exams, consults, histories, physical exam, x-rays, whatever you need is absolutely donated to you for free for your donation of a toy. So the Marines are going to be there and all that good kind of stuff. And Santa and Mrs. Claus will be there. We've got, you know, either socially distanced pictures or not socially distanced pictures, whichever you prefer, that will be available. We actually have, you know, a craft table for the kids to do Christmas decorations and Christmas toys and frames to actually put your Christmas photos in. If you want to make a frame, Rob, you know, probably 100 frames there for kids to actually do their own Christmas frames to put their Santa photo in and all that kind of. Starbucks will be there donating their time and Christmas type beverages for Starbucks things as well. Elsa from Frozen will be there. Olaf from Frozen will be there. It'll just be, you know, we got this Polar Express will be there with train rides for the kids.
Oh, incredible.
It'll just be a Christmas party.
We need it.
Yeah. It reminds me of a little great something to do. Santa will be there as well. And if you're one of our regular patients as well, you haven't been in for a while, it's also just bring in the toy. And actually, your next visit then is on us.
Wonderful.
Right, so bring in the donation and watch. You don't have to hang around. You can just stop and or you can eat the big goodies to eat and the stuff to do. And the snow specifically that you mentioned as well. There's a whole bunch of stuff. I just forget some of it sometimes.
Sure.
Right, that will actually be scavenger hunts. We'll actually have snowbanks that the kids will actually have shovels to go through and find prizes inside the snow and that kind of stuff. So it'll just be, it's a big Christmas party.
Yes.
So, you know, come on down at 10 to 1, have something to eat, have some fun, have some Christmas beverages, get some some great health care. Please bring lots of toys.
All right. Will do.
You can play Santa yourself, for yes. gosh sakes.
Yes.
So, and the other neat thing as well is just to point out is that the Marines, and I say it regularly because we asked a few years ago and the Marines actually had agreed graciously to do so. So any donations that you make will actually be kept here in Hernando County for families and children in Hernando County. It won't be going out to other locations and disseminated across the country, even across the state. The toys that we actually will get, mm-hmm. we will actually keep here in Hernando County for Hernando County families.
Wonderful. They do such a great job every single year and such a great organization.
Yeah.
And if you're going to be a part of that chiropractic services, you need to call them ahead of time. Make sure you're on the schedule so that you get those services while you're there this Saturday.
That would be great, yeah. actually, to make so you're not kept waiting.
Right.
You're in,
yep.
you're out. It flows beautifully. Office number again is 666-2222. Just call, make that appointment. And again, we'll get you in, we'll get you out so that we can take great care of that.
Okay? That's free with your donations.
Absolutely. Wonderful. Absolutely. So, and today, since it's festive and people think about holiday cheer, people think about drinking, right? Now, we're not going to talk about alcoholic drinking and libations of that fashion, but we're going to hit a little bit on diet beverages and artificial sweeteners.
Okay.
It's amazing that here we are in 2020 coming up, my goodness gracious me, on 2021. Seems like just yesterday that people were freaking out over Y2K.
Right? I remember.
Remember that? Right? We're getting ready to get the New Year thing, and it becomes that celebratory time. And it becomes amazing to me that in this day and age, that where there's still so much diet soda that people consume. And I understand why, because if somebody wants to have a soda or a beverage, they'll think, well, if I have a diet soda, I don't get all the calories and I don't get all the sugar mm-hmm. that I have when I drink a regular Coke or a regular Pepsi or a regular Crush or a regular whatever, right? Do the do, for goodness sake, right? And I don't get all of that stuff that comes with it. So it seems to be a better alternative. So I don't pack on extra pounds and I don't get all that sugar, because I've heard that excess sugar can be a problem for my health too. So I'll negate that. And that's the rationale for most people.
It is. Yeah.
To do that. And on the surface, makes sense, right? Why wouldn't it? That just makes sense. Unfortunately, the science isn't bearing that out. And we're specifically going to pick a little bit on the drinking of artificial sweeteners, although it holds true for whether we add it to baking, to other things, et cetera, right? And one of the biggest challenges that comes with it is the disconnect that occurs between artificial sweeteners and our brains. Because we drink, and there's certain, we've talked many times about certain hormones and the balances, hormones for hunger and hormones for satisfaction and satiety, I'm full, et cetera. When you drink an artificial something, right? A diet Pepsi, right? And I drink it and I suck it down, right? And I get the sweet flavor and I get the carbonation and I get all the stuff that comes with it. Mm-hmm. When I drink that thing and I get the sweetness, when my receptors for sweet are actually being hit, it goes to certain parts of my brain that tells me sweet, sweet, sweet. But what should happen when we get a sweet sensation is my brain then is also looking for calories, 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 right? Because certain things is associated with mechanisms in the brain that says that I have sweet, I get calories with it. Everything else too, but particularly with sweet, it looks for calories. And what does it find? No calories.
Right.
Right?
That's right.
So there's this disconnect between the brain and what's actually happening in a caloric intake. So the brain goes, wow, that's kind of weird. So what the brain does then is adapts to what is. It doesn't, nobody said, hey, by the way, there will be this disconnect, so don't respond that way. Right? So it says, wow, this is a problem. So let me go ahead and increase some other hormones like ghrelin. Right? G-R-E-H-L-I-N, ghrelin is a hormone that actually makes us hungry. It's one of the things it does, but it makes us hungrier. All right? So we then also get the stimulative effect on ghrelin, right? So we start to get hungry because, again, there's something weird going on. It's going, I've got the sweet, I don't have the calories, I better get some calories because something's wrong. So we start getting hungrier and we want to eat more. So on average, you'll actually see, because of that, people who drink regular diet soda on a regular basis, my goodness gracious, consume anywhere between 90 and 210 calories more than people who don't.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
It's a lot, yeah.
It's a lot.
It is.
Right? So, yeah, wow. So you kind of go, that it's kind of a nutty thing to think about. And so we have found in the research that people actually are putting on weight. So we think that we're actually doing something so we don't put on the extra calories, right, and put on the weight. But what we're actually doing, believe it or not, it's a commensurate weight gain. People who drink two regular sodas, people who drink two artificial sodas, the weight gain is the same. Right?
Really? Per ounce? I mean,
they're absolutely the same. Right? So people who put on weight drinking regular soda, they put on the same amount of weight when they drink diet soda.
Okay.
Right? Now, not because they're getting it from the diet soda, but because of the metabolic changes it creates. And then we consume calories in other places because our bodies are saying, I need more calories. Isn't that a bummer?
Yeah.
Right? So that's the first thing, because that's the reason why people do it. And the data on that is hard and fast, that drinking diet soda of any kind, it doesn't matter what diet do, diet crush, diet Pepsi, diet Coke, diet Mr. Pibb. Is there even a diet Mr. Pibb? I made that up.
I don't think so. There's a diet Dr. Pepper.
Okay, okay. Similar, I have no idea. Yeah. I don't know where Mr. Pibb came from in my head. Right? But that, it doesn't matter. Right? Because some people look for then the magic bullet. Right? I have people actually ask that, well, is there one that actually doesn't do that?
Right.
No, they're all the same.
Yeah.
And then some will say, well, how about, do you remember like back in the day when Tab was around?
Yeah.
The pink can? And Tab actually was sweetened with saccharin. Some people will go, well, is there one that's not sweetened with NutraSweet? If I have one that's sweetened with Splenda, will that be better? Or if it's sweetened with saccharin, will that be different? No. No, the sweetener, they can do other things in us, but when it comes to the weight gain, they are all the same.
Wow.
It makes no difference, right? Okay. Which is crazy. Now, they also create metabolic changes inside of us, too. I have a lot of people who actually, if they get diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, will start to go, well, great, so I'll have a sugar-free muffin that's sweetened with NutraSweet that they use Splenda in to sweeten the muffin. Right. And unfortunately, the research doesn't bear that out either, because people who consume those on a regular basis, again, people who would consume two diet sodas, the average consumption of people who drink diet sodas average now, so there's less and more, but is 26 ounces a day. So that's a little more than two cans a day for people who drink it. Right. That's the average consumption. There are those who drink much more, those who drink less. But at two cans, again, it's a frightening number, and it's been borne out in many studies that the likelihood of developing type 2 diabetes actually goes up by 67% because I'm drinking artificial sweetened Cokes, whatever. I use Coke as like Vaseline, as it does sodas, right? Isn't that crazy?
It is.
Right? And so would you think that if that's the case, that it actually increases the likelihood that we will develop either type 2 diabetes or at the very least metabolic syndrome, right? Which is kind of a precursor, if you will, to diabetes many times. If it's going to do that, what do you think it does to somebody who's already diabetic? It is not going to be a helpful thing to actually, if we're already diabetic, to consume artificial sweeteners that create diabetes. So it's really kind of a bit of a frightening strategy to actually do that. So a recent study that was published in an American Journal of Cardiology was a European study that looked at, it was done in France. And why do I even share those details? That's like stupid. Who really cares about the details? It was at the Sorbonne in Paris, as a matter of fact, specifically. Does it matter? Right. It doesn't matter. Right. But it was published recently in this Journal of Cardiology that was looking at people, and it went all the way down, and they were comparing the difference between people who drink regular soda compared to people who drink diet sodas. And both of them they looked at, because European servings are a little bit smaller than ours, right? And so they were looking at it. It went down to like 6.7 ounces of regular soda significantly increased the risk of someone dying from cardiac disease at just 6.7 ounces of soda a day, right? So someone would say, well, then great, I'm drinking diet soda, so I'm safe from that. Well, guess what? It was actually less on the diet soda side. It went down to like 6.17 ounces, would actually create a commensurate increase in elevated risk of dying from heart disease if you drank that per day. So just a little over 6 ounces, half a can
right.
a day,
yeah,
markedly increases the risk of dying from cardiac disease. Crazy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, when you the numbers just make you go, wow.
What I'm hearing is all soda, regardless of what form it's in,
ain't
is
good.
Bad. Right. Ain't good.
Unfortunately, I guess I'm a downer. So at this point, since we said it's Christmas time, dear God, drink the eggnog.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Well,
break
it makes
out
more
the
sense,
scotch,
a little better
for goodness
than, yeah.
sake, okay? I'm kidding. Right?
Uh-huh.
But it's a bit crazy
yeah.
when you see that. And you see those numbers. There was another study that was done, oh, it was released about 2 years ago or so, that was looking at people who are drinking 2 to 3 cans of diet soda a day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really crazy because it actually showed a 3-fold increase in the potential of Alzheimer's disease.
Mm.
When you're drinking 2 to 3 cans of diet soda a day.
And it's not because of the can, the aluminum can.
No, it's not no. because of the aluminum can, right? It's because it was diet soda
right.
compared to regular
mm-hmm.
soda. So for the at least gratefully for the regular soda, we don't see the Alzheimer's risk.
Right.
Okay, there's an upside. There is one upside to the regular yeah. soda on that side. So let's give credit where credit is due.
Okay.
Right? But that I mean that's kind of a you go, what?
Mm.
That's just nutty. And for people who also are drinking soda every day, another large European study, I mean, it was probably like 475,000 people that mm-hmm. they watched for 20 years, if I remember correctly, in that study, right? And they looked at them. And what they showed was that they actually experienced a fairly significant increase in all-cause mortality, right? So again, remember, all-cause mortality means dying from anything.
That's right.
Right? So it could be from high blood pressure, from a stroke, from a cancer, from a heart attack, from whatever it would be. Right, the risk of dying from anything would go up for people who drink sodas on a daily basis. Now, heartening, let's go on the good news side again. Right, so but we did see whether there would be. Remember, we talk about a dose-dependent response sometimes. So one of the things that we did notice with consumption was, but it's kind of funny that we wouldn't see those risks happen in people who were consuming. They had a daily amount that was so ridiculously low. Right, but it would be equivalent to one can every 8 days. Right, so we didn't see the risk of mortality. We didn't see the Alzheimer's risk. We didn't see all of those things.
Hmm.
If someone was only drinking, say, let's go one a week,
okay.
right? That the numbers were like one every 8 days, but
mm-hmm.
let's say one a week.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have one a week, there was no, we couldn't find any appreciable risk associated with that. So that's good. So it's not
right.
like to say that, you know, if you go, oh, I just on Saturdays, if I go out with my husband, I have a, you know, we got some, my one time I go, you know, I don't have a diet soda.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great.
Free refills.
So, oh, we just went to 2 now. The free refills took us to 2 in that week. Okay. Right. But we actually see that there, it's not like any consumption will do it, but it is actually relative to the amount that we consume. So
right.
you do more than one a week, it goes up.
Okay.
You go to half. Remember, we just went to 6 ounces a day,
yep.
right? So
yep.
that would be like one can every 2 days.
Yep.
Somebody goes, well, I only have a can every other day or so. Well, that significantly increases your risk of dying
yeah.
from heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
It is.
It really is nutty. So we look at all those things. So we look at hypertension. We look at cardiac disease. We look at Alzheimer's disease. And particularly, I say that a lot with our diabetic patients, we need to find something else. Right, we need to just actually change our lifestyles, drop those pounds, shift what we're eating, get into movement, and get rid of the diabetes altogether. And then you don't have to worry about it.
Amen.
Because that can be done.
Good.
Right? But it's just one of the things that we have to watch it because it will exacerbate what's coming on. So people then go, okay, great. So I was a diet drinker. And I get this because when I've had to change other things in my life, not just your food or beverage consumption,
mm-hmm.
but change is sometimes always difficult,
mm-hmm.
right? Just because if you've got 10 years, 20 years, 30 years of doing something the same way, right? You tell me to brush my teeth differently, it's going to be uncomfortable, right? Okay, you're brushing your teeth for 2 minutes yeah. every time you brush. I need you to brush for 45 seconds. Oh, I won't get it clean. It'll just feel really, but we're going to give you the super duper toothbrush. It cleans it really fast. We want 45 seconds, not 2 minutes. I will have a hard time adapting to that. Because I've been brushing my teeth every time I do it, 2 minutes at a time, every time I brush, right, for the last 30 years.
Yep.
So change becomes difficult. That sounds ridiculous, and it seems like a dumb example, but it's not, because I'm actually using an actual example, mm-hmm. right? So it's uncomfortable. So people go, well, what do I do then? I normally have, you know, two or three cans. I have, you know, one in the morning. I have one after lunch, and I usually have one with dinner. Or one, you know, in the middle of the afternoon at work, I grab, you know, another Diet Coke. And while I'm sitting at my desk, I drink my Diet Coke for an hour. What am I supposed to do instead? Well, there's every other type of beverage on the planet that you can consume other than that, mm-hmm. right? So water is really a great idea, right? So a little bit more water. Sometimes with that taste that comes where people want that, it seems to help when we use something acidic with bite mm-hmm. to it mm-hmm. to eliminate that taste that people get that want to get rid of it. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to do a little water, if you put in like even maybe a little more than you normally would, a little extra lemon juice, lime juice, even orange juice, if you squeeze fresh orange into it, that acidic character will tend to eliminate that craving that you might have for that sweet that would come with a diet soda. Mm-hmm. I get it. Change is difficult. Mm-hmm. As we've talked about before, some people say, well, then I'm not going to drink coffee because coffee's no good for you. Well, I'd much rather you drink three cups of coffee a day than diet soda, right? Because the research on coffee shows it's so much more beneficial and not harmful than diet sodas are. Then drink iced coffee. Just don't put 14 sugars in it and, you know, three things of cream, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
But having a nice iced coffee, hot coffee, terrific. How about a juice, right? You could have a little bit of a juice if you'd like to do that. How about some of the other beverages out there now, like LaCroix? And mm-hmm. I can't think of all the silly
flavored
names.
Waters.
All those flavored waters,
like that,
right? One of the ones that are, you know, more natural mm-hmm. that, again, are not sweetened, because some of them actually are out there. They'll call themselves, you know, flavored waters, mm-hmm. and they've got Splenda in them,
yeah.
or they've got NutraSweet in them to make them sweet. Mm-hmm. So again, that would be like, you know, robbing Peter to pay Paul.
True.
Right? So I owe Paul $6, so I stole $6 from Peter. You're doing the same thing, right? So we just want to make sure they don't have any artificial sweeteners, and they're as simple as, there's a couple of them out there that are actually pretty good, right, that taste great, are satisfying. You get the bubbly with it, but you don't get either artificial sweeteners, nor do you get the sugar. Again, can you be a little uncomfortable with the change?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. We absolutely get a little uncomfortable with the change. But over time, anybody who switched from a regular soda to a diet soda, though, I haven't run into one person, again, over 30 years of doing this, when we do this with people, right, who said, oh, I really enjoyed switching from Coke to Diet Coke.
Right.
Right. They would actually say, oh, my God, it tasted horrible, but I really wanted to get rid of the sugar mm-hmm. and not the extra calories. So I forced myself to drink the Diet Coke, and now I really like it. And if I try to drink a regular Coke, oh, it tastes gross. It's just way too sweet and it's just nasty. Mm-hmm. Right. Same thing as what they had when they switched from regular Coke to Diet Coke. Mm-hmm. That will be the experience you'll have if you switch to just a sparkling water. You know, my goodness gracious, get a Perrier, a San Pellegrino, or whatever it is, right? A club soda, you know, and put something in it. Another thing, herbal teas are fantastic. If you haven't done sun tea, right, and it's sweetened with a little sorbitol, oh my goodness gracious, you can make some teas that'll knock your socks off. Mm. And you can even make them sweet. Sorbitol is a natural sweetener that doesn't have a lot of caloric content into it at all. Mm-hmm. So you can put in a few drops, you can get in a liquid, just a two, three right. drops into a gallon. Put a light sweetness in it, and you can make all kinds of flavors with sun teas. Right, so there's so many alternatives, but I only bring that up because I've run into that wall with people. Significantly, it's the most common response. I go, well, what will I drink? As if that's the only thing on the planet is Diet Pepsi.
Right.
Right? It's kind of funny. So change isn't easy, but change is good, because diet sodas have been shown weight gain, hypertension, cardiac death, Alzheimer's, dementia, all kinds of stuff. It is not a healthful way to go if we're looking to actually express that vitality.
Yeah.
It's one of those interferences to what your body's trying to do for you,
yeah.
which is to express vitality and be well. It really does. That one needs to go, and we can do far better.
And reverse the curse. If you're doing it, stop it now.
Amen to
your
that.
Your body will.
help. Can I say brother?
Yeah,
amen,
you
brother.
Better believe it. Yeah, brother from a different mother. But no, your body will help repair itself, and that's what Vitality is all about. That's what Dr. Tim Turlip talks about every single week on 30 Minutes to Vitality, your time with the doctor live in the studios every Wednesday, 11:30 to 12. So once again, this Saturday, bring those toys out to Dr. Turlip's office on Northcliff Boulevard, just a little east of US 19 Spring Hill. All the services and all the fun things to do are free with your donation. Toys for Tots, Hernando County. So, Doc, we'll see you next time and see you this Saturday.
Let not your hearts be troubled.